Let's go.
I was about to start with a song.
What an easy climax for an intro that was.
I was about to start with a song and went, hang on, I've already done an intro like that.
Yeah, we're going all original here, aren't we?
Yep.
Welcome to the Snitch Lens Podcast for a brand new week.
It's a quality podcast.
It is. We do actually have a lot of stuff coming up.
We're talking about the thumbs up.
Oh, the thumbs up.
We're giving the thumbs up to this podcast, possibly even two thumbs up.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been an IT guy, Lindsay?
Man, I'm an IT guy all the time.
To the end. And we speak to an old friend of the podcast, all coming up very, very soon.
Stay tuned.
Now, I am jumping on the ground at the moment.
Jumping for joy.
I'm so excited. Me and Lindsay last week spoke about something. I brought up a prank that one of my friends used to do, which was called pegs.
Yep.
Where you go to a party, right, and you get the box of pegs from the clothesline. Your friend would be talking to someone and you go up behind them and you'd attach pegs to them without them knowing.
So you do this at a party and just like peg everyone.
Yep. It's a fun little prank, and you know.
Yep.
It's that by the end of the night they'd have like 50 pegs hanging off their back, right?
Yeah, they wouldn't know.
Yeah, and I thought, it's kind of funny. I had a little chat about that. And then suddenly Lindsay was going very quiet for some reason. And then he told me the story of the Christian camp pegs.
Oh, well,
which would you call? Come on, you said you'd tell the story. You said you'd tell it.
I don't want to tell it.
You're gonna lie. You're gonna stand there and lie to the podcast.
If it makes people laugh, I'll tell it.
Well, let's go then.
Okay,
look at you. It's gonna make people piss themselves.
Okay. So when you told this, I was like, oh, that's not new. I've seen that before.
You've seen these pegs before.
I've seen this trick before. People used to do this at Christian camps.
Right.
And what they would do was they would write John 3:16 on them and all that kind of stuff. Little Bible verses, okay?
Okay. And so can we give people a little bit of background?
Yeah.
The fact that you used to be a pretty hardcore Christian.
Yep, and a youth minister. You used to lead the kids out on youth camp and do all that kind of stuff.
And now you're just a heathen.
No, I'm just a normal guy just doing his thing.
Yeah,
I've got good values.
You just cooled it on the Christian front.
Yeah, just
a little bit.
Just turned it down a little bit.
Yeah, you just turned it down from 11.
Thanks. It's now 9 or something like that.
Yeah, it's around about there, yeah.
Okay. So Christians used to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And what else they used to do is, because Christians can't go out with non-Christians, they typically have to go out with other Christians. And because there are so many Christians at this camp, what you do is you write your phone number on the peg. And then you clip it to someone, like a good Christian girl that you see. It's like, hey, she's a good one. Yeah. I can't ask her face-to-face, so I'm just going to peg her. When she discovers it, she'll call me later and I'll be like, hey, you want to grab some coffee?
That's fantastic. Is that not the best way of picking up someone in the world?
It's pretty good. The Christians are onto something, Michael.
If I was single, I would immediately start doing that to girls on the street.
Go to a rave club and start pegging people.
To people. Just write up 50 pegs of numbers, right? And just start pegging the hell out of people. Someone dancing on the floor with another guy, you can come in, peg that shit.
Peg it.
Peg it up.
And she's like, oh, what's this?
Oh, number from another guy. This guy had, you know, he had
good dance moves, but this person's pegged me.
Exactly. This person. I'm sorry. You can't go above a pegger. No, okay.
The mystery's now, there. You just go like, I want to find out.
I can already hear people. But I'm going to address the elephant in the room here. People that are laughing at us because we're talking about pegging.
Yeah.
Okay. And which is a very, you may not even know this, Lindsay, that pegging is quite a sexual thing.
I didn't know that.
Yes. You might actually have to Google it. I don't want to tell you about it on the podcast.
I know pegging was like Brandings, the game we used to play at school.
Ooh, very different to that. Ooh, not in any way similar to that at all.
Why do you have to corrupt this naive mind?
Okay, maybe.
Now all the poor podcast listeners, they're not going to know what it is.
Look, it's
they're very young, Michael.
It is.
You're setting a bad role model.
It's very similar to branding if you turn around and they aim the ball directly at your ass.
I was having a conversation the other day with a mate and explaining to him, we were just talking about the thumb and how important it is as a species that we have one, an opposing thumb.
Ooh.
You know, it allows us to grip tools and play Xbox and like think of it. You're riding a bike, your fingers go around the top of the handlebar and your thumb goes down the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Your thumb is doing the same amount of work as the four fingers.
Thumbs are incredibly important, Lindsay.
They are really important.
I really can't describe how important it is in my life that I have a thumb.
How important is it to you, Michael?
Well, Lindsay, there's many things I couldn't do in my life without a thumb.
Texting?
Yeah, texting. Other things that involve a similar movement to texting.
Playing Xboxes and...
Don't do that, but sure.
Gripping the shower,
Dude, mouse.
A mouse?
Yeah, holding a mouse, man. You can't do that without a thumb, otherwise it'll slip all over the friggin'
exactly,
place.
Exactly. You need that side placement, yeah, and the thumb.
You've got one of those giant wanky gaming mouses. I'm pretty sure there's even a little clicky thing you can use there.
Yeah.
Gamers would be lost without it.
Like gripping a steering wheel, your thumb goes in the middle there. Your thumb does a lot of work.
Can you imagine trying to drive without thumbs? You'd be all over the place.
I don't know what I'm doing.
That would be the funniest prank if someone actually didn't have thumbs and you just didn't like them. Just butter up your steering wheel. Oh, he's having a great time.
But that's what's so great about the thumb. Yeah. It's taken us millions of years to develop the thumb, the opposing thumb, because if you look at monkeys, their thumb kind of goes on a similar gradient to the fingers, okay?
Right.
But it's still kind of out like that. They can grip tools and it's kind of opposing, but not as much as we are as man.
Basically, we've improved on the apes as humans.
Oh, we've improved.
I mean, we're much better than them.
We're much better than them, but we're nothing on possums. They have two thumbs, two opposing thumbs.
Hold the phone. Possums have two per hands.
Maybe even like two on the bottom as well on feet.
Why, they got two big toes. Forget the thumbs. Man. I'm more worried about the big toes. Seriously.
If you look at the evolutionary thing, the evolutionary graph, it goes monkey, man, possum.
Possum, right at the top. They could take over the world.
They really could.
If they could just get their stuff together, stop picking up bloody fruit in the middle of Hyde Park.
And falling off like electrical power lines. They could really make a change to this world.
That's what I do. Every time I see a possum fried hanging from a power line, I think, you know what? You could have been president, buddy.
You could have made a difference. But I've come to the conclusion, Michael, all this thumb talk, when you give someone the thumbs up, it's just not a thumbs up. It's a sign of all this evolutionary sign of achievement, that your accomplishment, what you've done, which I'm giving the thumbs up to, is peak of our evolution, okay?
Wow.
That is worthy, that you clean the table, thumbs up. That's, you know, we've risen as species, you've done that. Good on you.
So it's like saying you are on this earth to do this.
You are the peak of evolution that you accomplished that task.
Wow.
Good on you.
And it's basically saying also that you've risen above all other animals.
Yes.
That you have kicked everybody else's ass.
You've done well.
To get to this point in life where we run this entire planet.
And
now.
You've done something.
Lindsay, you've inspired me.
Yeah.
I'm going to start a thumb club.
A thumb club?
Which says... only use the thumbs up in situations which need it.
You can't use too many thumbs up, otherwise you unwarrant
significance. If someone gets a pretty good mark at a Swans game, don't give them a thumbs up.
No.
Not worth it.
It's
okay?
Not worth it. It isn't worth it.
You know what? Obama, thumbs up, buddy.
Thumbs up. Or?
Well, good work.
Because you got two terms, two thumbs up.
Oh, yeah.
Two thumbs up.
Or if you're a possum, four more years.
Michael, history has been altered today in more ways than one.
Well, you're the history teacher here. Was it you that altered it?
I wish.
Did you highlight something in a book and went, ooh, I feel powerful.
I've changed it now. Put my little doodle in there and it's like, yeah.
Just draw a dick on the head of someone in the head of Stalin.
Thou show him. No, Michael, something actually big and important. A HSE exam, but in Victoria, which is a VCE exam.
Oh, yeah. I remember that from my Victorian days.
That's right. So a history exam that the students were sitting, VCE, they were looking at a source from the Russian Revolution, an image, a portrait. And it was, you know, all the guys charging into the palace and storming it and the big revolution, bringing out the Communist Party and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, interesting
the
Bolshevik stuff.
Party.
I reckon of all the revolutions, Russian's my favourite.
Yeah, it's up there. What about American Revolution?
Nah.
French Revolution?
Not interested.
No? Cuban Revolution?
No.
I don't think that happened.
Don't care.
Don't care.
Russian Missile Crisis. No, Cuban, sorry. I meant Cuban Missile Crisis.
Oh, my goodness.
Why do we ever talk about history on this podcast? Yeah,
stay away. And you're bad at geography, too.
I'm bad at both.
You're really freaking
bad at all the HSIE subjects.
I don't know how you passed anything.
I don't
know why you're here.
I didn't pass anything.
Not going to lie, neither did I.
No.
But this image that they've included in the exam, okay?
Yeah.
It's a portrait of the Russian Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Problem. It's been photoshopped, and I think the people who put it in didn't realize it, but it's got a big Japanese mech warrior, a big robot in the background.
You've just handed me your phone with a photo on it. That is brilliant. brilliant. There is a mech warrior.
There's a mech warrior, big robot.
So that's a drawing. It's not a photo, obviously.
And it's been photoshopped into it, and it looks really good.
That's...
Someone's just going, oh, look up some pictures for the Russian Revolution, chuck it in the exam, and get the kids to decipher it. They'll be right.
That's the point. I remember that point in the Russian Revolution when the mech warriors came in and blew up the buildings, right?
And installed communism.
And they fragged everyone.
That's why communist Russia lived for so long. Americans were afraid of the mechs.
I wouldn't touch the mech warriors.
Oh, my goodness.
Also, best-selling game in the 1990s. I mean, you can't mess with them.
You can't mess with them at all. So, a bit of a stuff up there.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to them. I reckon people should really Photoshop stuff into the back of more history photos.
Yeah.
Make it more interesting. Then I would have been interested. I would have passed then.
Hey, Mike, are you saying history's boring?
Yes.
No, history is not boring. History is what you make it. It's alive.
You have to defend that because you're a history teacher.
I'm not going to say I wasted 3 years of my life, am I?
No, that's fair enough.
Breaking news from Korea. Smashing. Stop the presses. It's huge. Korean scientists have discovered that one particular elephant named Kashink can talk.
All right, that was a good reason to stop the presses, I think.
That's pretty good. That another animal can talk. But the problem is, this one elephant who grew up with Korean people, because he didn't have any other elephants, can only speak Korean, can't speak English, can't speak every language.
So it only speaks Korean?
Only speaks Korean.
Right. I see how this is.
But that's still great. That's great that we can talk to another animal.
Yes, it is. It's fantastic, Lindsay.
Dogs can't even do that.
No.
Not really.
I mean, they can say, I love you.
Yeah.
I've heard them say that before.
Yeah, that's true.
How many more phrases can this elephant say?
Oh, it can say, like, sit down, lie down, good, bad, no. That's pretty much it, about five, six words.
That's not enough. That's not enough to get excited about.
Yeah. Well, there's another problem. The elephant, he can say the words in Korean, but he might not know what he's actually saying.
Well.
So he can say yes and no and good and bad and all these other things, but he might not know the actual words he's saying.
Well, there's your problem there.
He's just kind of mimicking what humans have done.
So, I mean, anyone can do that. I've heard dolphins do similar stuff.
Well, like what?
Just saying nothing.
Like blow holes.
Well, don't read into it because I don't have any examples of that. But I'm sure it's happened once or twice before. Someone's come along a dolphin and it said like red ball or something.
Get out. What's up?
I'm
Flippy the Dolphin.
Up in Darwin. He's like, hey, what's going on? Come and have a tinny with me and some porpoises. And just look, I don't believe him for one thing.
Michael.
Have we got this on tape?
We have. We've got something on tape because we are in the biz and we know Korean scientists. We got to the monkey a few weeks ago. We've got these guys.
It's a little known fact that if you work in radio, you do know Korean scientists.
Yeah, you just ring them up.
Just a thing that we get. We get a hot list. It's got like the list for the Hot 30. It's got a list for Merrick and the Highway Patrol. And underneath that is Korean scientists.
Korean scientists. We've got a friend in Korea at the moment. She kind of helped us out.
That is true. Actually, need to talk to you about that in a little bit. But let's
listen in.
Let's listen to this tape because I'm excited, but I'm wary.
Well, guys, well, just give us some room here. Sorry, this elephant just started talking and he wanted to come check things out. He wanted to come to a bar. So let's just give him some room and let's give him a booth here. Okay. Little dumpy, you just sit there. Okay, are you good?
Good.
Okay. Let me get some peanuts and we'll be all right, okay? Okay, so just...
Come. Good.
Yep, that is good. Yep, with thumbs up. Oh, sorry, you don't have thumbs, but that's okay.
Bad.
Yeah, that was a bad joke, and yeah, I'm really sorry. I'm offensive, but let's get some peanuts, hey, mate.
Bad.
Yeah, just give me a sec.
Angry.
Yeah. Shh. Just calm your farm, mate. Calm your farm. You'll be okay. Just put the trunk down. Tusks. You'll put a cork on them so you don't stab anyone, but let's just...
Good.
Yeah, that is good. That is good. We don't want to stab people, do we? Anyway, I'll grab some peanuts. There we go. Do you want a drink, Dumpy?
Good.
Yep, okay. Let's get...
Corona.
Is that a new word?
Good.
Okay, I'll get you a Corona. Like, okay. Yeah, two
Coronas or Becks, if they have it.
Oh, man, you're just learning words left, right, and centre, aren't you? Okay, where are you picking these words up from? Probably the other scientists. Okay, two Becks and two Coronas. Thanks, mate.
Your rounds.
Excuse me?
Your goods.
Well, it's not like you have a job anyway. Pay you. Pay
fresh
you.
Out. Fresh out.
Pay you in peanuts.
Bad joke.
Okay, easy, easy.
Where's my corona?
Okay, it's coming, Grumpy. It's coming. Just, you know, just calm down, mate. Calm down. Easy, corona. Drink up.
Lime.
Oh, man.
Where's the lime?
You're pushing me, Grumpy. You're pushing me, Dumpy. You're pushing me, Dumpy.
Forgot my name. Worst handler ever.
Man, okay. Just,
yeah. Dumpy.
Dumpy, I'm going to get you some
water. No, Dumpy.
You gotta go dump.
Dumpy.
You got to go Dumpy.
Dumpy here.
Yeah.
Dumped.
Oh.
Dumped.
Crapped everywhere in the booth. Dumpy.
Dumpy.
Yeah, I know. I got it. You're dumped. Dumpy. Yeah. Just come on. We'll get some sawdust.
Corona.
Yeah. I got your corona here.
Corona.
Hey, let me just clean up the dump with some sawdust.
Lime with corona.
Here's a lime. Here's a whole lime. You can just chew this one down.
Knife?
No, you use your trunk and just eat it. Just chomp it down. Dumpy, can you drink a corona through your trunk?
Good.
I'll get you another one. Here come some girls. See, just say something nice.
Good.
Say something nice.
Good.
Yeah, okay, say something
good.
Nice.
Good.
Yeah, mate, just calm your farm.
Good.
Be a wingman.
Dumpy.
Dumpy, shut up for a second. Let me explain. Girls are coming around. They'll see that I'm with an elephant and putting a good word for me, okay? Okay, here they come.
Oh, hey guys, what's happening?
Ah, nothing much. Just chilling out with my elephant.
Good.
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
Good.
He's...
Hey.
Yeah.
Ladies.
This is Dumpy.
Ladies.
The talking elephant. He's really cool. Give him a pat.
Get your tits out.
Oh, they're so fancy. Well, no. He's really a gentle
Get
soul.
Your tits out.
Shut. He's a great...
Tits or GTFO. Linz, I've finally decided who I want to be in life.
What do you mean? You're 24. What do you mean you've decided now?
Hey, Linz, man. It takes people a long time to decide what they want to do with their lives, okay?
And you've had 24 years. Why couldn't you, figure it out before now?
Well, look, Linz, I'm happy with radio, you know? I'm happy working in this industry.
It's a great industry.
I'm happy with the place I live.
Why are you deciding to leave?
I'm happy with my girlfriend, you know? But I know where I want to be, Linz, man.
Where do you want to be? You're at the greatest peak ever.
Yeah.
Radio.
Obviously. Can't get better than radio.
You can't get better than radio, Michael. Trust me.
Yep. I've been there and back again.
I know what it's like in the real world.
I've seen some things. No, Lindsay, it's just one simple thing I want to do, okay?
Okay.
When you're at the traffic lights, okay?
Okay.
When you're at the traffic lights, you push the button, right?
Yeah.
To cross the road.
What, you want a little tool so you don't have to...
No, Lindsay, it's much more simpler than that.
Okay.
It's much simpler than that. All I want to be is when you push that button, and it's still red, right? The little guy on the other side of the road.
Yeah.
The little red man, still red, but there's that one guy that knows before it goes green when it's going green. And he's the guy that starts crossing the road before it's even green.
Yeah.
You know the guy.
I know the guy.
Everyone knows the guy.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that guy. I want to be that guy.
You know how to be that guy.
You watch the traffic lights, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
I know it's not that hard, but I've yet to pluck up the courage because I feel like every time that I'm going to do it, right, that somehow in this crazy mixed up world.
You're going to get it wrong.
They've changed it. I'm going to walk out there and there's going to be a freaking 40-ton lorry coming down the road.
Well, if it goes green for a second, you sprint out and it goes back to red light. Right. Gotcha.
You tried to be that guy.
Now you're dead.
Now you're the dead guy. The guy now one wants to be.
Now you look like the walking guy, but on the ground in chalk. Michael, you and I face a problem on a daily basis. It's part of being Gen Y and part of being male, I guess, but mostly Gen Y.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. What is it?
We grew up with computers. We know how to use computers. We know how to click a mouse. We know how to answer emails. We know how to play songs.
Sure, yeah. I'm willing to say that as much.
They're very simple, basic things. We know how to do them.
Yeah.
And we're confident in them.
Yeah.
Because we grew up with computers. We just know what we're doing. We're a little bit more than our parents are.
Oh, yeah. We just move around them more often.
Exactly.
And they existed in our lifetime.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But now, people like you and me, Gen Y is cursed. I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because people like you and me, older people, come to us and say, can you help me with this? You know computers.
Oh.
Can you help me with this? It's what I call the IT guy.
Oh, yeah.
We've become IT men. Even though we're not IT men, no. We know something about computers.
We are.
We work with computers because we have to, because it's the age we live in. But suddenly, when someone comes up to you and says, you know computers.
Yeah.
Can you fix this? No, I can click a mouse and just do really simple things. I can't hack into mainframes of the White House. What do you expect? What do you want?
And you know what? It's always coming from the generation above us,
it
too.
It always is.
Coming down. A couple generations above us, maybe even one generation above us. We're just starting to get out of that, not quite keeping up with technology mode.
Yes.
They know who to go to, don't they?
I would actually say sometimes it's like similar age people as us.
It's within the generation as well.
Within the generation, they slip over and go, hey, you know computers. How do you do this?
Well, that's the curse of you and I, because you, Lindsay, you've got the glasses.
I've got the glasses. The glasses work against me.
Yeah, they do.
People look to me and goes, he's got glasses. He looks like the guy from Jurassic Park who created the mainframe. We can trust him. We can trust him with our computers.
And as much as this pains me to give you a compliment, you don't look exactly like Newman.
No, I don't look exactly like Newman. I haven't got the fatness, but I've got the glasses.
Yeah.
I've got the nerdy glasses that give me a look that suddenly I know all whiz-bang microchips and everything.
Yeah, that guy knows how to hack a password or two.
Yeah, he knows the interwebs inside out.
Yep.
He knows the software. I know the keyboards.
And I have the curse as well.
Yes.
But I don't have glasses, do I?
No.
No. I tell you why, Lensman.
Why?
Because I work in an industry where I work with computers, right?
Yeah.
I don't work within computers. Like, I'm not an IT guy. I just work on computers.
Yeah, we work
just
on...
Just like someone that would work on Microsoft Word.
Yeah, I work on Microsoft Office. Yeah. And everyone says, oh, you know how to use computers. Yeah.
Same thing with me. Like, people assume that I can build a computer from scratch. People expect to come in my room and see, like, 15 monitors, from The Matrix.
The Matrix, architect.
Yeah, he is. I don't even see the code anymore. All I see is guy wanting me to do this and guy wanting me to do that.
Until it's worse. This is the ultimate. You're at Christmas party at your uncle's house.
Okay.
He has something technical. And he says the words, you know computers, right? Or you know TVs.
The TV's the killer.
The TV. He's like, what's wrong with this setup?
Yeah.
And it's usually something just so, like, you've got to change the source or the input for something between DVD and TV.
You know what it is? It's one of two things, Lindsay.
What is
it? It's either incredibly simple.
Yeah.
Just like painfully simple.
Just.
Something that a 3-year-old could figure
just
out.
Just push that button.
Just the one single button.
Yeah.
The button that says push this when this happens.
Yeah.
It happens. Now push it.
Just turn me on.
Yeah. It's either that or it's something so incredibly complex that you spend the rest of the day in there.
Yeah.
Connecting speakers.
You're not enjoying the Christmas roast. You're freaking using wires and everything.
You're sitting in there like freaking Ganesha with 15 arms. Just connecting
everything.
Random things.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
It's the worst. I got it today. Mum always gives it to me. She yells out from the other end of the house. She called me today on my phone. The TV's broken. The TV's broken again. Just change the source, Mum. Change the source.
Lensman.
Yeah, man.
We're about to see the return of a segment.
What?
Yeah. We have a segment we've done before. And like never before, we're going to bring it back.
The brain train?
Yep.
Confessions?
No, I know that used to be a recurring segment back in our Soir FM days.
Oh, great days. The golden years.
The golden years of Snitchalins.
We're hitting new lows now.
Oh, we are.
Coming up with four segments.
Oh, no, Lindsay. This is the best of the best.
What
we
is
had
it?
A great reaction to it last time we went out on the show. And it's going to get a great one again because it is...
Nintendo, PlayStation, joysticks, control pad.
Hey, come over and play some World of Warcraft.
Why don't you?
Do you know about games, bro?
With music.
Games are awesome and I play them. Hey, I love games. They're the best.
It's Snitches Gaming Corner.
No, not this again.
Brooklyn's man.
Now, I know.
It's not my fault that I'm just a hardcore gamer.
No, what you say is blasphemy against the gaming community.
No, it isn't, Lindsay. It's gospel.
You're fake. You are. What's his face? Who's the guy who betrays Jesus? Judas. That's who you are.
You got a freaking diploma in theology.
Hey, man, it was cool at the time. All the cool kids were having diplomas in theology.
Well, Lindsay, I got a diploma in gaming, all right? Not a technically one, but might as well.
No.
All right, number one.
What?
Okay, number one. Halo 4.
Just came out yesterday.
Yeah. Not impressed.
What? No!
Get Get out of here.
No, it's 343, and it's really, really, really good.
Eight Bungie Studios.
Oh, man.
What you on about, huh? I don't like the physics of the game.
It makes some hilarious videos, Michael.
No.
And they haven't released a game in a long time.
I want it to be serious. And the storyline?
You can't say that! You can't say that!
I'm not taking it anymore, okay? I'm tearing you out of Snitch's gaming segment.
Oh.
All right. All right, topic number two.
Oh.
Topic number two here.
I thought that was it.
No, no, there's a couple more I want to talk about.
This is brutal.
On the topic of classic games, okay?
Okay.
I'd like to put one up that really doesn't get a mention very often. Space Quest. Space Quest. I used to play it on my dad's DOS machine when I was about 5. I think it's just as good as Mario Brothers.
No.
It's actually, if I was going to be honest, a little bit better.
Next thing you're going to be saying is Stunts is better than Need for Speed.
Well, Lindsay, you obviously haven't played Stunts because it is.
No.
Way better than Need for Speed.
Oh, man.
The pinnacle of racing gaming, I still play it.
Oh, I need to go for a shower, shower.
It's not because I have a computer that can only run Stunts. That has nothing to do with it.
Oh.
I enjoy classic gaming. Space Quest and Stunts, you are officially this week's classic games on Snitch and Lins. Just Snitch's gaming segment. It's not Lins's. He doesn't know anything.
I don't want to know.
All right. Number three, so I'm just going to tick that off. And last but not least, Half-Life 3. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
What?
It's been too long.
Don't make me throw this pen at
you. It's been too long. Forget about it. Cancel it. I don't care.
Duh!
I don't care.
Take that.
Yep. Lindsay threw a pen at me, but you know what? You can't silence me because this is
Snitch's Gaming Corner.
It's the biggest load of crap anyone has ever heard or made.
Thank you very much. Be back next week. So me and our friend Pat.
Yeah.
We're out the other night on a Friday night getting our drink on the city.
Yeah.
That's the way that we hang out on a Friday night. We go out and have a couple of beers.
Just wetting your whistle.
We were.
Having a drink.
Meeting up with a couple of friends that we'd met earlier in the day.
Yep.
It was a good fun night out.
Good shenanigans.
You know, it was kind of getting on a little bit later. It was maybe getting to 9:30, 10.
Yep.
You know, we'd had a couple more.
But the night is still young.
I get a message on my phone. Usual for a Friday night. Lots of people want to get in touch with me.
Yeah.
So it's just what happens.
Yeah,
as well.
It's so popular.
So, I don't really think much of it. Just have a look at it. And I realize it's a photo message.
Ooh.
And well, hey, when you get a photo message,
you can have a look at it.
Like,
hey, guys.
You never know what it could be.
Check this out.
You never know what's, it would be a little surprise in there for you, you know? But, there was the surprise, but not the surprise I was hoping for, Lindsay. It is a photo of my apartment block with smoke billowing out of it. Billowing out of our
on fire. Your building is on fire.
My building's on fire. And not only is it a photo of this, my housemate has also sent me a message going, oh, hey, dude, our apartment's on fire. Right. Okay.
Panic. Everything's going meltdown.
Right.
Yep.
Now, before I go on, I rang him about a minute later. And he broke it to me that it wasn't our apartment.
Okay.
He had just phrased it incredibly wrong.
Yeah. And taken the picture from an angle that looked like
my apartment, but yes. It was quite a few apartments across from us. It was our apartment block, though.
Okay.
So one of the apartments in our apartment block was genuinely on fire. It was ablaze.
Okay.
But this is before I've rung him, okay?
So we're talking about a minute.
There's a time frame of about a minute where I'm thinking,
think the your apartment is on fire.
Our apartment is on fire, and it is quite possibly my fault.
Why? Why is it your fault?
Well, this
is... It's like, I left the heater on, I didn't lint out of the dryer.
Do that all the time, okay? Yep. I took all the necessary precautions for this, okay? We've even got a freaking fire extinguisher.
The red thing that puts out fire.
The thing you squirt at, the orange thing, and it goes away. Yeah, that's the one. We even have one of them, okay? We did all the precautions, but it was just that day that I had got my stereo.
Yeah.
From out west. I'd left it at my parents' place when I moved back up to Sydney, right?
So like an old stereo? Or?
Yeah, yeah. It's not that old, but it'd been sitting in the garage, and the garage is not closed up or anything. It's out in kind of the elements.
So it's dirty and dusty.
It's got some dust in it, and I'm thinking, oh!
Oh, no!
Did I leave that stereo on?
A moth landed on the circuit board, has it engulfed, and flown around the room and just lit everything on fire.
And it's just trailed onto the giant can of kerosene that I've got next to my bed, and just exploded into flames. Quite literally at this point, I'm thinking, all right.
You break a sweat.
What do I do from this point?
I burnt down my whole apartment block.
I'm left with three options here, Lindsay. First option, all right?
You run.
I run down there.
Yeah.
And I go, holy hell, what can I do? How can I help? How many people are dead?
I surrender. Right? Yeah, it's my fault.
I lay down to the law and say, I shouldn't have left my stereo on.
I didn't know.
It was too loud. I'm sorry. Don't hurt me.
I didn't know it was filled with dust. It would cause a fire.
It's what happens in like days like this, you know?
Like, let me put out the fire with my tears.
Option number two.
Okay.
Break it. Make a break for it.
Yeah, just run.
Run until you cannot run anymore.
Oh, did you get for
in
that?
In the opposite direction to the fire.
You did get for that option. I would have laughed so hard.
Oh. Option three.
I loved option two, but option three. Yeah.
Option three is it's the most boring one, which was just call your housemate and find out if it's actually on fire or not.
I had an epiphany the other day. My family and I are lazy orderers. I thought I was the only one. So when I go to dinner with my girlfriend or something like that, it'll take me 2 seconds, 5 seconds to decide what I want. I'm like, oh, just go to the chicken burger, whatever. Like every day, it's a burger or a steak. I don't bother reading the menu.
Are you a simple orderer, Lindsay?
Very simple, very quick, because I want my food right there and then. I have to decide quickly.
Yeah, well, that's the crux of it, Lindsay. It's because you're uncultured.
I'm not uncultured.
Nah, it's because you're uncultured.
No.
It's because you don't want to try anything new.
No, Michael. We're just very quick. We just want our food right there and then.
Just give us some food and whatever you do, don't get it cooked by an Asian person. that's what you're really saying, right?
No, never. It's just that we went out to a very fancy restaurant the other day in Surrey Hills,
mm-hmm.
known as Red Lantern.
Oh, I know Red Lantern. Well, on Crown Street.
Yeah, on Crown Street.
Very good reputation, too. Yeah. That's a classy joint.
Classy place. Well, you know, us prices have some culture.
Oh, they sure do, don't they?
But the problem is we're very lazy at our culture.
So you went to there and ordered a chicken burger.
They were just like, oh, I'll just get this, get that, get this, whatever. And then at the end of the night, because we don't bother reading the menu, we're just sitting there and we're like, oh, do we want dessert?
Hold on a sec. You don't bother reading the menu.
We don't bother reading the menu.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, we're just like,
how do you know what's on there?
It's like, what's good? And I was like, oh, yeah, we'll take one of those. What else? What do you recommend?
Are you a suggestion asker? When a waiter comes, do you ask them? Do you go, what do you suggest?
To tell you the truth, me personally, when I'm asking my girlfriend where we're going,
yeah,
I always ask, do they have chicken burgers? Or some type of hamburger?
Are you for real? You are the wisest man I know.
Okay, Michael, I'll tell you. I'm on a secret plan here.
You were going to say you're on a diet. I'm going, chicken burgers not helping you, mate.
No, I'm not on a diet. Don't worry. I've got a secret plan. I've got this idea for an app where I go around and taste all these different chicken burgers and I rate them. I'm like,
it's going to be chicken burger, right?
It's going to be chicken burger app.
Is it just how the chicken burgers are?
Michael, it's just going to be like, if you're in the hankering of a good chicken burger, go on Lindsay's app. He'll know. I've tasted them all.
I believe that. That's not the part that I find so unbelievable. I find the fact that you want to make an app about it unbelievable.
Why not?
It's like, trust me. I've tried them all,
and guys.
I have the widest palate of them all by just trying chicken burgers and nothing else. I've tasted every single variation. Yeah. That's the worst idea in the world.
I'm just like, oh, where are we? Oh, we're 10 minutes from a good chicken burger place.
Wait, so this has got a map on it, too.
I'm going to have a map. I'm just going to have a map and tag different places and rate 1 out of 10 or something.
Lindsay, it's going to picture you and two thumbs up, isn't it?
It's like, oh, this is the best chicken burger I've ever had.
Okay, so, well, if you were going to put an app out there,
yeah.
What's your number one place so far?
There's been some good ones, actually.
Well, I would hope there would be if you've been eating that many.
There's a really good place in Windsor, actually, a new restaurant that just opened up. That's actually
great
pretty good.
Everybody that lives out in that general direction.
Okay, the brewery doesn't have a bad one. The brewery from Rouse Hill.
I'm not going to lie, I've had the one at the brewery.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's really good, yeah.
All right. I'm starting to get trust in this app lens,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you got trust the app.
I think you might have yourself a buyer here.
Yeah.
An investor.
I can't say where there's bad burgers because I don't want to fame anywhere. But I've got to save it for the app.
You can totally defame it. You can have an opinion on food you buy places. How is that defaming? That's their job.
Okay, there's a new restaurant in Rouse Hill. I had a chicken burger there. Terrible.
Oh, there we go. So you just went from not defaming to just being worst thing I've ever tasted.
Worst was not worth my money
or
my dime.
We'll literally kill you if you eat it.
So,
you put a little skull and crossbones next to that one.
It's that time of the week again.
For a little bit of meditation.
Oh, it's just what I need. I've been feeling a bit, you know, a bit not myself. I pulled a muscle in my shoulder.
Really?
Yeah.
During the podcast?
Oh, well, not during the podcast, before I came here.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because you got really passionate in a couple of segments there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been surprised.
Yeah. That's, well, Dumpy got me pretty excited.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a little wily elephant, isn't he?
He is. He
probably
is.
Pulled a muscle as well.
A few.
Looking at those girls.
But yeah. It's time just to relax, loosen up, and just get those toxins out of your body.
Mm-hmm.
So let's slip into some meditation. Have you ever wondered why they call them blood oranges?
I'm almost positive it's because they look like they've got blood in them. It's very dark, fleshy.
Well,
flesh in the blood orange.
That myth has been busted. Good to know.
Always good to start on a strength. How was that green curry that you had before, that I cooked?
It was decent. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Joke's on you. It was a red curry.
You got me. You got me. You told me it was green. I was like, the colour's a bit off. This one will blow your mind.
I'm ready. And so is my mind.
When they were naming colours, what if they named it wrong? What if green is blue and blue is green, but we named them wrong?
Lindsay, you're blowing my mind here.
Blew my mind. I was just looking at the green signals. I was like, what if it's actually blue? Well, we got the name wrong.
Well, this is the type of stuff that we really should be talking about when we're listening to some Jimi Hendrix and the room's a little more smoky.
What if God is looking down on us going,
Those idiots.
They got the colours wrong.
How many lights do I need to put in my car before it becomes a police car?
Two?
I feel like it should be at least three, right?
Oh, red and a blue and a, I don't know, spotlight?
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah, that'll do. Have you ever wondered, mechanics, what if they don't actually fix your car, right? But they have this magical spray that they spray your car down with and it fixes it. But they're the only ones who have access to it.
Okay, I had you up until, what if they don't fix your car? Then you lost me. What type of washing powder is the best one to get blood out?
Nappy sand.
Just need to know for a friend.
Sure. When someone says, riveting, it's a riveting good time. How did rivets get so exciting? Rivets are not that exciting. When did suddenly...
I can't deny that.
It's like me going, keyboards, it's going off. It's like a keyboard time.
Well, keyboards are kind of exciting.
But not that exciting.
Obviously, you didn't live through the 80s.
Boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom.
Yeah, all right, so Lindsay's not going to be doing the outro beatboxing. That's just...
I thought you were going to have the outro bit.
That's made vehemently clear that you're not going to be doing that.
Yes, I'm not the human beatboxer.
No. Nah.
Resurrected.
I don't like to say I am either, but look, you put us side by side, someone's going to pick me as the winner.
Yeah, probably.
Someone's going to be like, well, at least he has some kind of beat to it.
Some kind of talent.
That has been the Snitch at Lindsay podcast for this week.
We hope you've enjoyed it.
We sure have. In here in the studios. It is now getting on at about 10:30 at night.
Yep. We got to shoot through.
Mm.
We've got work in the morning.
We do.
Well, one of us does.
I'm going to pull you up on that. If you want to lie to our podcast listeners, you go right ahead.
There's no shame in being unemployed, Michael.
No, there is no shame in it whatsoever. And it's no shame in starting work at midday either. I don't have work until midday. So, really, we don't need to get out of here, but we want to because we're lazy.
Because we're a little bit tired now.
Yeah, we are a bit tired, you know. It takes it out of us, doing podcasting.
Yep. Keep it moving, Michael. Okay, he's fallen asleep. I'm going to take over. Thank you for listening to the Snitch and Lens podcast.
You already did that part.
For more Snitch and Lens material, check out snitchandlens.com.
Yes. And also check out the Facebook, which we had our little robot friend on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you're on the Twitter sphere, check out Twitter.
Yeah, twitter.com/snitchandlens.
We're on there too. And both of us are on there as well.
Yeah, Lindsay's new to Twitter.
I don't know.
Hello, Semperfi58 or some shit.
589, Michael.
Oh,
589.
Why? Put your friggin' Xbox handle on there.
Because a lot of people know me as Semperfi589.
All 28 of them, huh?
Yeah, they love it. They love it. And I'm just like, well, I've got to reach out to those people.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
Some people get confused. Like, who's this Lindsay guy? Who's this Semper Fi guy? I'm just like, guys, it's the same guy.
There's so many arms to my freaking empire.
I'm
Semper Fi.
I'm Lindsay. I'm Mr. Price. I'm Batman at night. Yeah. I'm fighting crimes. I'm a lot of people, Michael.
Yeah.
But people have to know it's me, the one guy. Lovable Linz.
Yep. Lovable Linz.
Yep. Not like snitching old snitch over there.
Snitch old Scrooge snitch. Yep. That's me.
That's who you are.
I'm that much of a Scrooge, Linz, that I'm going to do the worst segue ever and end this podcast.
Oh, man. That was pretty bad.
It was awful. Like we like to say every week,
spread the love.
You've been listening to Snitch and Linz.
For all the videos and pictures, check out snitchandlinz.com.
You listen to Snitch and Linz. Anyway, that would be going to that.
Was that okay?